Warning, the Geek Cave can at times contain mature language and immature humor. Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Ken Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the Geek Cave Podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
It's holiday time, guys. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Wanza.
Hi. Happy holidays. There we go. Happy holidays. That's what I was told to say. I'm sorry. Can we do this again?
No.
Yeah. We're
happy birthday.
Very good, Justin.
Might want to back a little away from the mic, but otherwise you're good. Happy birthday. Well, that kind of is Christmas anyway. But Shirtosaurus and Buzz Time bringing you this special Geek Gift Guide, G-cubed, if you will, of the Geek Cave Podcast. If you're looking for our usual routine of news and reviews and witty repartee, well, you'll have a third of that. For the news and reviews, go to geekcavepodcast.tumblr.com or facebook.com/geekcave or Twitter at Geek Cave Podcast. But this is all about what to get that special someone in your life that you're just not sure about. You know?
Wait, you're not sure about the gift or you're not sure about the special someone?
Either way.
Because if you're not really sure about the special someone, why would you, you know?
Well, not sure about as in, I don't know if they would like this. Well, we're going to help you out.
See, I thought you meant, I'm not sure if I like them.
No. Now, there are a couple, there are going to be a couple of special mentions, honorable mentions, if we have time and if we think of them. I real quick wanted to mention, and this is probably going to expire, by the time that this goes up, but right now GameStop has like a Xbox 360 deal with six games for $180 or something. That would be an honorable mention. It's not going to be part of our official list, but it's an FYI. You might want to look into it if you're into broken systems. Anyway, comics.
Speaking of honorable mentions, because we are recording this on Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And this is just worth mentioning because it's funny. The card game, Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Today only, Black Friday, you can buy any Cards Against Humanity set for an extra
$5. An extra $5.
Yeah. Normal price, $25. Today only, $30. But it's today only, so I'm sorry those listening to this, you're not going to get on that deal.
That's a great thing.
That is the funniest thing I've heard this weekend.
And Chad's been 6 hours in the car with me, so there you go, folks.
It was good times.
The weekend is young, and we are old enough. So
I hope we have a good time.
All right. Comics. Justin, what are the gifts that you would recommend for the comic lover?
Well, lots of things.
Okay.
Ooh, I like lots of things. Not all of them are comics, but I like lots of things.
I'm a fan of things.
Well, while he's talking about gifts, can we watch the hockey game?
Yeah, we'll just turn around and watch the hockey game.
It's on commercial, dudes.
Yeah, we're looking at the back of a bunch of guys' heads, which, let's face it.
Oh, wait, no, that's the I've Got Your Six commercial.
Yes,
where
it
a
is.
Bunch of celebrities who have been anti-military now say, oh, no, we're totally military and we've got your back. That's what that is.
Yeah.
So. All anyway, right. So Justin. Comics is definitely going to be more fun than that.
God, I hope so.
If it isn't, you have failed us.
Yeah.
You have failed this podcast.
So it's a typical recording session?
Justin White, you have failed this podcast.
And we will shoot arrows at you now.
But it's okay because we're not killing anymore. That was the first season.
That. No, it's not my segment.
We'll get into that. We'll get into maybe if we have time. Anyway, Justin, comics, go.
Oh, it's my turn now. Thank you.
Justin, comic machine, go.
Enough comedy jokes.
Oh.
Yes, Fancy just ate the microphone on that, apparently.
Who?
You did. When
it's at a comfortable distance from my mouth.
Apparently the microphone disagreed.
That's what she said.
Anyway, go ahead.
Story of my life. It's a comfortable distance from... I love you, honey, if you listen to this. I love you.
Don't worry, she doesn't.
No, sometimes not. So, gifts for the comic book fan in your life.
Straight from the White Tiger.
Yes, folks, I am recording from my pants. It's very roomy in here. I have to have my pants specially tailored in Vegas. Lots of hidden pockets, little compartments, you know.
The black hole generator, you know.
That's gift number one.
It's a large heart. It's the large hard-on collider. Anyway.
Man, how much of this are we going to have to just do over?
We're not doing any of it. This is what you get when you subscribe. Everything.
Science gives me a hadron.
I'm sorry, did you come here expecting a comic book gift guide? Because you're not getting one.
You're getting innuendo and dirty puns. comic book gifts. So, the first thing on my list is the Marvel Unlimited plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, there's a couple different tiers. One that's like $75, $80, somewhere in there. And another that's like $99. It's a yearly subscription for, you know, one chunk of money. And you get access to thousands of digital comics, not just new releases, but classic comics as well. For the $99 one, you get first release news coming from Marvel. You don't have to wait for it to come through schmucks like us. Marvel sends you the news bits as they're sending them out to all the news distributors. Sadly, we are not one of those schmucks.
Yet.
Yet.
We'll get there.
And you'll get invites and special promotions for different cons and stuff like that that are going on in, involving Marvel and stuff like that. So, you know, for $99 for an entire year's worth of subscription and special features and stuff like that, that's not a bad buy.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a huge Marvel fan in your life.
Definitely.
The next one is really any of IDW's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle books. The new series that came out a couple of years ago, I've been slowly collecting the books. They are great. If you've got a turtle fan in your life, I recommend, you know, getting them started with this. They're up to like 5 books now and 3 mini collections of mini stories involving either one particular turtle or one particular side character, April or Casey or Splinter or something. So that's gift number 2. I highly recommend those. And last, for my comic book gifts, DC is releasing their 1 million storyline omnibus. It's written by...
Was it Morrison?
Yeah, it's Grant Morrison. I kept wanting to say Geoff Johns. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I've got JLA 1 million, but this collects everything.
Yes, this is everything. Yeah, everything from the 1 million storyline, not just JLA, but all the other side stories and everything like that. Really good read if you get a chance. So those are my 3 comic book.
Those are good strong picks, Chad.
I decided to choose the Indestructible Hulk comic series. I've been collecting the Indestructible Hulk individual comics as they come out month by month, and it's actually one of the few left outside of Wonder Woman that I'm really enjoying and invested in.
Oh, good.
Since the New 52 and since Marvel Now. Obviously, it's going to be quite difficult to get the individual comics anymore. Fear not, they have them in bound format, 1 through 5 and then 6 through 10.
Yeah. I understand after issue 10 they've kind of had some difficulties keeping the same art crew, so maybe those first 2 trades would be worth the investment.
The first 2 are pretty good, although I will say that after that the story gets really a lot of fun.
Okay.
So the art is definitely different. I won't say that it's bad, but it's different but the story really seems to take off. It's like, okay, we know what we're doing. We've got this feet, you know, our feet underneath us. Now let's have some fun with what we're doing with it.
Okay. All right. Well, my suggestion would kind of come with a caveat. If this person in your life enjoyed Avatar: The Last Airbender, and chances
and
are
doesn't.
Chances are they did if they breathed air at any point in their lives. The story continues. I mean, obviously we know the Legend of Korra is where the story continued, but as far as the story of Aang and his friends, that story continued into the comics. And Dark Horse Comics has a storyline called The Promise, which takes place right after the end of the series with Zuko and Aang trying to kind of reunite the world, as it were, because of all the things the Fire Nation had done before. It's collected in one bound edition. It's really good. I would also recommend The Search, but The Promise is a much stronger storyline than Avatar: The Last Airbender, The Search. So if you want to find out what happened to Zuko's mother, get The Search. But as far as my recommendation, I'd say go with The Promise first. It's much better, and it's got Toph in it, and Toph makes everything better.
She makes a lot better. That's certainly true.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's it for our comic book segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did tell you that we were going to be a little bit short on some of the news and other details, mainly because...
Actually, what you said, there would be no news.
That's... Well, okay, fine. That's technically what I meant. Yeah. Was that weird? There would be no news.
Yeah.
So, caveat there, I guess. Caviar? Caviar?
I'm not a fan of caviar. Too salty.
Yeah, good
Too
point.
Fishy.
Too eggy. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's the gaming segment. What games should you get the gamer in your life? Maybe not a game at all. Maybe something gaming related. How will you know? Stay tuned. Find out more.
The Geek Cave presents Real Heroes of Geekiness.
Real Heroes of Geekiness.
Today we salute you, Mr. Comic-Based Movie Nitpicker.
Mr. Comic-Based Movie Nitpicker!
When a comic book movie is made, you make the effort to make sure that everyone knows what Hollywood got wrong.
That's supposed to be yellow!
Sure, getting every detail correct in a continuity that spans 70 years is impossible. But only you could find 4 errors in a movie that only has 3.
Good eye! That one.
So tune in to the Geek Cave, oh detector of details, because if anyone is going to keep these guys honest, it's you.
Mr. Comic-Based Movie Nitpicker.
Download it monthly on iTunes or Podbean.com. The Geek Cave Podcast, brought to you by BuzzTime, great minds drink alike, and Shirtosaurus.com. We dig up clothing from your past so you can look rad today.
And welcome back to the Geek Cave Podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
It's the holiday gift guide, the Geek gift guide, the Triple G, the bra size that is way
now,
too big.
Oh, Triple G is far different from G cubed, so you got to know which one.
It's G3, G cubed. It's 3 okay. G's. There's 3 G's. It's not as fast
as
a 4 G.
Yes, but 3 times G is different from than G times G times G, which is G cubed.
Okay. We'll go with whichever you prefer.
I'm just asking for some consistency.
It's the Deep Gift Guide brought to you by Shirtosaurus and BuzzTime.
Well, that has maintained consistent, and we thank Shirtosaurus and BuzzTime a great deal for their sponsorship.
Yeah, you should check them out. Shirtosaurus has some great holiday deals right now. They're always doing some fantastic giveaway. They're giving away a PS4 or an Xbox One, depending on, you know, how many shirts you order. You can enter into that contest. That's phenomenal, and that is much more expensive than any giveaway we will ever do. At least yet.
Yep.
So... maybe that'll be for like our 100th episode. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yes, folks, you heard right. Darren will be giving away his PS4 at our 100th episode.
No, I said maybe. That does not necessarily mean that's what we're doing. And I did not say mine.
Darren might be giving away his Wii U on the 100th episode.
Now, that's possible if there aren't any better games. But we'll get into that in a separate podcast. Anyway, gaming segment. So what should you get the gamer that you love or at least tolerate?
Games.
Well, true. But
how gaming systems.
That's also true. However,
a Blade.
A gaming system.
Of course that goes for all nerds.
Is an investment that you're going to have to make after doing a lot of research. For example, I would recommend a Wii U right now because even though the PS4 and Xbox One just launched, the Wii U has more exclusive games. It's had a year to build some steam, and you can play online for free. So there's that. You might want to get your gamer a PS4 or an Xbox One. We're not going to get into that. Get a PS4. But
or an Xbox One.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Or an Atari.
Or a PC. That'll make Shirtosaurus happy. Get a gaming PC as well. But
ooh, ColecoVision.
But I wanted to think outside the box instead of just specifically games. I mean, we do have a couple of games recommendation. One, my first recommendation, just recently did a review for it for the Game Fanatics, new Super Mario 3D World, or just Super Mario 3D World. I want to throw new on the front because that's what they always do. It's fantastic. If you have a Wii U, get the game. If you don't have a Wii U, buy a Wii U for this game.
Well, why don't I just wait until after Christmas when it'll come bundled with the Wii U?
Okay. Well, that's true. I guess I should say, provisionally, if you have a friend who has a Wii U, then this is the game to buy for them.
Fair enough.
It is the first must-own title of the Wii U's existence.
Really?
That I've come across. That I've come
across.
In
terms of exclusives?
Yes.
Because I know that you've mentioned that other games are just as good, if not better, on the Wii U.
Batman Arkham Origins is actually better on the Wii U than it is on the PS3 and 360. So that's something worth thinking about. Another gift idea, a PlayStation Plus membership. Again, this is one of those things where you have to have a PS3 or a Vita or a PS4.
I think that was mentioned last year.
Well,
possibly.
It's still a really good gift. It's even better this time around and more necessary this time around because if you get a PS4, you need a PlayStation Plus membership to play online. So,
like, I care about online.
Yeah, yeah. And not everyone
like
does.
Like, anybody who's anybody cares. Wait a minute, I better be careful about that.
The opinions expressed by Chad Savage do not necessarily reflect those presented by the Geek Cave or its affiliates.
Hipster Chad.
Hipster Chad.
But anyway, not just for the online component, but you get a lot of free stuff. PlayStation Plus users got 2 free games with their PS4 right from the get-go. Plus, on the PS3, you get 12 free games, and on the Vita, you get, what, 6 or something like that? And these games remain yours as long as you're a PlayStation Plus member. Not to mention, every month there's a new game, there are discounts. It's really the best value as far as comparing that to Xbox Live, which is just starting to get around to giving people free games, but they're games that are, like, a couple of years old, that everyone's already played, that kind of thing. So, your mileage may vary. PlayStation Plus is $10 less, and you get more stuff with it.
There you go.
So that would be my recommendation. And thirdly, you remember Telltale Games did that fantastic The Walking mm-hmm. Dead series.
Yeah.
They also did the fantastic Back to the Future series.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've done The Wolf Among Us,
hmm.
which is based off of DC's Fables comic.
Oh, yeah.
Where you play Bigby Wolf, the sheriff, and you have to investigate a series of murders that are happening in Fabletown. Only the first episode is out right now, but you can buy all 5 episodes for $20-$25, depending on where you go. It's available on PS3, 360, and PC. And the first episode alone got me hooked enough to buy the rest. It ends on such a cliffhanger. It's so well done. Telltale Games always does a good job with their stuff. They won Game of the Year with Walking Dead, and so far they're matching that with The Wolf Among Us. And it's just such a creative world. Even if the gamer in your life isn't one for adventure games or kind of point-and-click or whatever, this is kind of a hybrid of point-and-click and standard adventure games. I think they're really going to like it. So that'd be my third recommendation.
Cool.
Justin.
Yes, that's me.
Yes.
Hi. Ladies, how you doing?
He's married.
I'm just being nice to our female guests and listeners.
We have guests.
Your cat's around here somewhere, and she's female.
That's true. So anyway,
I'm not necessarily hitting on them. I'm just being polite and friendly.
With the...
It's a condition. Way to single me out, Darren. Good job.
My apologies to the Tongue Clickers Anonymous. That's still really creepy.
I love doing that to him. My gift for the gamer in your life is Scribblenauts Unmasked.
Ooh.
Doesn't matter, to my knowledge, doesn't matter what console you pick it up for, whether it's PS3, Wii U, or is it just Wii U?
It's and PC, 360? Wii U, and 3DS.
That's right, yeah, okay. Doesn't matter, just basically you have control of almost every hero and villain in the DC universe, along with Maxwell, trying to, you know, get through the various levels.
Yeah, these guys did their homework. They even included characters that were, like, rejected from the Legion of Superheroes.
Oh, yeah, and let's face it, they got some good characters in the Legion of Superheroes.
Oh, Matter-Eating Lad.
Matter-Eating Lad, yes.
And everyone ended with boy or lad or girl.
Or lass.
Or lass.
Yes.
That was back when they were creative.
Yep.
Wow.
But I hear it's really fun.
Oh, yeah. And the character creator is awesome.
You can combine Batman and Doomsday and Superman.
I know. It's great.
Nice.
It's great. It's just, you can have so much fun with it. Yes, Batman and Superman and Doomsday. And Aquaman.
Picture Doomsday's chest, Superman's legs, and Batman's mask.
Well, I'm just imagining. So you have two characters that can absolutely kill everything in the known universe combined with one that won't.
Well, Superman won't either. But combined with the...
Not true, according to all the movies.
That's true. And the comics. The John Byrne run of Man of Steel, he killed Zod in that one as well. Apparently, just Zod, though. It's just Zod. So as long as your name isn't Zod, you're in the clear.
Oh, my daughter.
Zod, damn it.
But basically, it's like a giant toy box.
It is. It really is.
You could play the puzzles, but why don't you have Abe Lincoln riding a Tyrannosaurus fighting Superman right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sums it up right there, folks. Abe Lincoln on a Tyrannosaurus fighting Superman.
There you go. All Ooh. Right. I'm sold.
Chad. I'm gonna be in my bunk.
Chad.
Going a bit on the serious, I decided to recommend The Last of Us. Is an excellent game in terms of mechanics, in terms of story, and even in terms of graphics. I had a lot of fun playing it. I will probably play it again. I know that Darren played it and said he was done. It was a good story that...
It was phenomenal. It's probably one of the best things Naughty Dog has done.
I don't disagree. But...
It's really...
It is a dark, difficult story.
It definitely harshes your mellow.
And for many people, it will be a one and done. They won't feel a need to go through and play through more than once. If you are willing to sit and play through it, as difficult as it is, I think that the gamer would be rewarded.
Yeah. You know, it's
worth it.
It's a tough game, but once you start getting in there and, you know, kind of digging in, you get better at it, obviously.
I particularly enjoyed the absolute freedom of approach. It actually reminded me of some of the best parts of Arkham City.
Yeah.
You got X number of bad guys. How do you want to deal with them? Do you want to go around, sneak, and take them out one by one?
That is fun.
Do you want to just make your presence known and shoot them and beat this... snot out of them as they approach you?
That's also fun.
Do you want to just hide behind a wall where they can't see or hear you and lob Molotov cocktails until they're all...
That was my strategy.
Yeah.
And a good one.
Ellie, get me some more rags.
But it's a good game. I don't know if it's for everyone, so know your gamer before you get it for them.
I think that it's still going to be on the short list for Game of the Year.
I seriously hope so.
Right now, my list is Last of Us, Tomb Raider, and Mario 3D World.
Tomb Raider was my second choice for game recommended. Not all that dissimilar tone-wise.
But through it seemed some to me funner to play.
Tomb Raider was much more escapist.
Yeah.
The Tomb Raider was much more, once you got past the first, say, hour and a half, 2 hours, was very free form and allowed you the same freedom of approach, but a lot more fun in doing so.
Yeah.
Although it seemed to punish you just as harshly for mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the inevitable sequel, prequel to The Last of Us. The First of Us, where you get to play as the first Homo sapiens.
Nice.
That would be awesome. I'm waiting for the one that come after that, the penultimate of us. The group right before The Last of Us.
Yes.
The lost but one of us.
Well, depending on the teaser they included in Uncharted 3, wasn't Uncharted 3 the penultimate of us then?
Just about.
Yeah.
You know, I would actually like to see a bridge between the two of them where it's Nathan Drake, in defeating whatever thing he does, releases the plague, which causes The Last of Us.
Damn. Well, on that note,
it'd be like Ash Campbell versus the army of, you know, versus Marvel zombies.
Yes.
where it was shown that Ash actually created the zombies that became the Marvel zombies.
Nice. Well, on that note,
Verada.
Necktie.
All right.
Necktie.
I've said the words.
That's it, right?
I'm leaving now.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, what movies
did you say the words? More or less.
Or TV shows on the gift lied on the gift list for your favorite movie watcher. Geek Gift Guide continues in a bit.
Got an hour? We'll waste it.
I'm just picturing you two in festively colored suits, just strolling down the hallway of the maternity ward, and every room you pass, suddenly a baby pops out and starts crying. You know, it's
who can make a baby right before your eyes.
Who says there's nothing good on the internet anymore? The Geek Cave. Downloading a new episode each month on iTunes and Podbean.com. The Geek Cave Podcast, now powered by BuzzTime and Shirtosaurus.com. Follow Geek Cave Podcast on Twitter for BuzzTime and Shirtosaurus giveaways.
Welcome back to the Geek Cave Podcast, Geek Gift Guide. I'm Darren.
This is my boomstick.
And this is Sparta! Wait, no, you said Geek Gift Guide.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Shirtosaurus and BuzzTime.
Right.
So I'm Chad. Hi.
It's the movie segment, and we've been giving you our best guesses for what to get the geek in your life. So, Chad,
no, these are not guesses. These are mandates.
Fine. Best requirements to get the geek in your life. Chad, you're up. Movies.
All right. Well, I've got two movies and one subscription.
Okay.
In terms of movies, I went with Monsters
Playboy,
University.
Playboy.
Sorry.
Not that kind of subscription.
Monsters University, which my spouse and I went to see. We thought it was a lot of fun. In terms of a prequel, it laid out nearly everything perfect. It actually makes sense as a prequel.
Oh, good.
And it does it also fulfills the second goal of a prequel, which is to shift the focus. If you watch just Monsters, Inc., you get this idea of who is the main character and what the story is about. If you watch the prequel, it shifts the focus so you could actually watch, say you watch Monsters, Inc., and then the prequel, you get two stories about two different guys, effectively. If you watch the prequel and then watch Monsters, Inc., you actually get to see a character development of both of them.
Nice.
To a conclusion.
Nice.
I would suggest that Monsters, Inc. is about Sully and Monsters U is about Mike. Watch them separately like that and you see two different characters. Watch them together and get this marvelous arc, which is a lot of fun.
Cool.
Nice.
The second one was Iron Man 3 in terms of get the... get a special edition if you can. There are a couple of special features that are worth watching, you know, besides just the typical gag reel, etc. It is a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with it. It's Iron Man 3. It's Robert Downey Jr. in the last Iron Man movie that I hope they make, because if they make Iron Man 4, I would be really kind of disappointed. They left Iron Man right where they needed to in order for Age of Ultron to make sense.
Right.
So if they make more, you know, we'll come deal with that when we get to it. The subscription is to Netflix Instant, the Netflix streaming. If you get this for a friend, get this for a family member or whatnot, the movie list is just getting bigger and bigger. The TV shows that they offer are just getting more and more.
Well, they're going to start having those four Marvel miniseries, too.
That is the very next one, is that Netflix is starting to get a lot more individual programming made for Netflix. And as that becomes more and more common, I think we're going to start finding a higher quality of show. So Netflix really seemed to be the obvious choice. There are other things, of course, you can always get, but that really requires knowing your particular geek and what they want. I watched a movie a while back called Russian Ark, which is, I watched it because of a single premise about it. It's all done in one take.
Huh.
One extended take. It's basically a guided tour of St. Peter's Museum in Russia that this guy basically walked backwards with a Steadicam.
Okay.
And nice. Over 800 actors go in and out of this thing.
Wow.
It's amazing technically, but it's not fun to watch more than once. Yeah, it's an interesting movie. So know your geek before you just go out and get a movie, even The Monsters U or Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
You know, the geek in your life may very much prefer Man of Steel, which was a good movie in its right and had its own problems, just like Iron Man 3 did.
Right.
So what do you got for me, Justin?
I've got one of two things that are kind of the same, actually. They recently...
How mysterious.
Yeah. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost and Edgar Wright recently finished up their Cornetto trilogy, the Three Flavors trilogy.
Yes,
they
did.
Started with Shaun of the Dead.
Fine movie.
Great zombie movie. Continued with Hot Fuzz.
Also a fine movie.
Great cop, buddy cop action movie. And recently finished with The World's End.
Have not seen it yet.
I have not either, but I've heard great reviews about it. It's basically an alien kind of movie.
Yeah, these guys start a pub crawl.
Yeah.
And then the aliens show up.
Yeah, five friends get together to reenact a pub crawl from their youth that they did not complete. And in the course of it, aliens.
And then aliens happened.
And then aliens happened, yeah.
And then the bridge turned into a spider.
And then shit got weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm recommending one of two things. For the geek in your life, if they already have Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, get them The World's End. If they don't have any of them, but they like silly kind of movies that are good representations of the genre they're representing, but also spoofing it, get all three in a trilogy pack on Blu-ray.
Going for right now about $20 on Blu-ray.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So very reasonable.
Very cool.
Darren, what do you got for movies?
You know, I was initially going to recommend Man of Steel because I'm the Superman guy and that is what I do.
Fair enough.
But, and I've rewatched it since it came out on Blu-ray. It's still a fine movie. It's a wonderful movie. It's not really a Superman movie as much as Clark learning how to be Superman movie. And I think that's where a lot of people got hung up on it, is he's not Superman yet. He's
Superman Year One.
He's got baby training wheels on. Yeah, Superman Year One or whatever.
Clark, Superman, good Superman.
Actually, that makes a lot more sense to me in terms of the spoiler alert, killing Zod and spoilers.
Oh, come on. That happens in every Zod movie.
But in terms of, yes, but any time it has happened before, it's not been the first movie of a story.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, that's where people got hung up. And that is kind of where I get hung up, as in, if you have a person in your life who is a really diehard Superman fan, or they went and saw Man of Steel and they loved it, chances are they already have it.
Yeah.
Chances are they picked up the second it came out on Blu-ray.
Like Darren.
Like I did.
And then took it on a romantic weekend with his wife.
That is true.
She recommended it.
She recommended we bring it with us because Henry Cavill is hot. Pop that tea.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
I don't either. I'm
if
just,
I was the, a woman, the, I'd the take
oil,
a run at him.
The oil derrick fire scene had me squirming.
Her favorite was when he cauterized Lois's wound. She said it was a very tender moment right before he set her on fire. That's just, you know, her. But if I was a lady, I'd take a run at him. But Actually, my recommendation is The Legend of Korra, Book 1.
Oh, very good.
If you like nice. Avatar The Last Airbender, again...
Which we did.
Yes. Again, you probably did because you're breathing. The Legend of Korra takes place not quite 100 years later, you know, but enough time has passed where there's a big technological advance in the world that they are in. This is a different story in that the Avatar is more of a hothead teen who's really cocky. Kind of the... It's almost like if Sokka was the Avatar. That's the best way I can describe it. Because you've got a water tribe person who thinks they know everything, and it's really more... Instead of the original series being about the humble Avatar rising to what his destiny is, this is more of like a cocksure a-hole learning about being humble.
Headstrong and cocksure.
Sure. Yeah.
Or is it the other way around?
But it's still really good. Book one has some great moments, some fantastic scenery. The art is beautiful. It's a worthy successor to the Avatar name, and it's definitely worth picking up.
Speaking of Avatar, this has nothing to do with anything we talked about except Avatar. I saw a t-shirt online the other day, and this is hysterical. It's got little cartoons of...
Oh, I know where this is going.
Of Toph, Zuko... Aang and Katara, and off to the side is Sokka yelling "Heart!" For those of you who don't get that, shame on you.
Look up Captain Planet.
A world is in peril.
Thanks, Geordi LaForge.
Captain Planet.
And my foot in your balls. Captain Planet.
Okay.
Captain Planet. Anyway.
Very good. All right. Very fine. Fine recommendations, gentlemen, both. Thank you.
All right. With it being the month of December, even though we just got the Geek Gift Guide out of the way, we still got time. Chad, do you have a random movie review in you?
Is it okay if it's not a Christmas movie?
It's perfectly okay with me.
Okay.
All right, Kent, hit it.
And now, it's time for Chad Savage's Random Movie Review.
All right. So, this is on Netflix Instant for anybody who doesn't believe me. There is this Irish movie out there called Hard Times. And Hard Times is a magnificent slow burn comedy. And by slow burn, I will tell you right now, the rating is watch it with friends. Because if you try to watch it by yourself, it's like Napoleon Dynamite. It's so slow that it's no fun by yourself. But with some buddies and a couple drinks, it's a whole lot of fun later. Here is the central story. These four guys live in a destitute Irish village. It is poor. No tourism, no jobs. The mailman is about to lose his job because there's not enough business for him to keep his route. So the Pfizer company, who had absolutely no say in this movie at all, and it actually says in the credits that they used their name without permission.
Nice.
These guys steal several barrels of Viagra, copyright Pfizer, in order to take to Amsterdam to sell. Mm. They think they've stolen about $10,000 worth of Viagra, copyright Pfizer, when in actuality they have stolen closer to $10
million. Oh, my.
Which means that Linda Hamilton has to come get them. When they realize what this happened, they have to get rid of the drugs, and so they dump it into the city's water supply.
Oh, no.
And then things get weird. There is a song out there that was on Dr. Demento's show, written by the Four Bitchin' Babes, called Viagra in the Water.
Mm.
It is magnificent, and it is the hysterical parts of this movie in song form. So if you don't want to watch the movie, which I still recommend, find the song and listen because it's hysterical. Watch it with friends, enjoy it, and if nothing else, watch it for two parts. One, anytime the priest is hearing confessions, because I can't spoil any of those jokes. They are too good.
Okay.
The second part is during the credits, there are recipes woven into the credits for food. Real food.
Oh.
Like you're going through and all of a sudden there'll be a recipe for coca-vin. It's like, what? Huh? Okay. So, nice. Recipes. See it with friends. Oh, it is a magnificent thing. Turn it up a little bit because they're all speaking in Irish accents, which means if you're not used to it, it's hard to understand them.
So. Or you can turn on subtitles.
Or you could turn on subtitles, but they don't capture the beauty and wonderment that is a bunch of guys, you know, saying feckin' A. So.
All right. Very good. Very
there was
good.
My concise random movie review, and boy, howdy, is it random.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we hope that our geek gift guide has been useful to you. Now, come back in January, where we are going to be doing our end of the year awards again.
Yeah, the best of and the crystal steamer.
The best of and the crystal steamer. Someone in each category will get a best of, but only one can walk away with the crystal pile of poo. Who's it going to be? Chances are EA again, because they're just so damn good at it.
They really want it.
Well, there's also Microsoft, they've got Bank of America.
Yeah, they got some competitors this year. As far as DEET related, I mean, Bank of America is not really...
Well, they affect every part of
that it. That is true. Yeah. So, well, we'll be looking at our entrance. If you have any suggestions...
We might even be able to find a prepared speech of acceptance.
Nice. But if you have any suggestions, feel free to leave a comment, facebook.com/DEETCave, or tweet us, @DEETCavePodcast. And check back with us in January and share this podcast with your friends so they know exactly what to get you for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Well, Hanukkah's going to be over.
It's going to be over. So a belated Hanukkah gift, if you will. There are 8 crazy nights. You can have one more. For Chad Savage, Justin White, Kent Harris, and I don't know, Kyrie the Wonder Cat, I'm Darren Wright. Thanks for listening. Everyone's a geek for something.